From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Anna Sirianni. Missouri's Revenue Department Director Joel Walters is resigning following criticism over his agency's handling of tax changes. Governor Mike Parson announced today current Department Chief Operating Officer Ken Zellers will take over as acting director when Walters steps down March 22nd. Walters' resignation comes after lawmakers repeatedly criticized him for not communicating better about tax changes. The changes will mean some Missourians get smaller refunds or owe more when they file their taxes this year. Walters did not specify why he's leaving in his resignation letter to Parson. Williamsburg Elementary School reopened its doors this week after officials discovered carbon monoxide was the cause of three staff members' mysterious headaches. The school installed a new heating, ventilation, and air conditioning unit, or HVAC, on January 29th that led to a propane leak. The school shut down for 2 days last week after some front office workers complained about watery eyes and headaches. The school fixed the unit and had the Department of Natural Resources investigate further. The department ensured there was no longer natural or combustible gas in the building. Caleb Trout is an employee for the department. He says the school was taking as many precautions as possible.
They got it repaired, but then some staff were still having some symptoms, so they closed again just to be, you know, super cautious, and that's when we came in and did the monitoring.
Superintendent Brian Garner said the school has replaced the HVAC unit. The school has been open since and has had no more complaints of headaches. The dean of the University of Missouri School of Medicine is stepping down. Patrice Delafontaine took the role of dean in 2014. He resigned a first time in 2015, but was reinstated the following year. MU spokesperson Kristen Basie says the resignation marks the end of Delafontaine's relationship with the university.
It's my understanding this will be a permanent separation.
Delafontaine's resignation is set for March 31st. Dr. Steven Zweig will take over as interim dean. Zweig is currently the chair of the Department of Family and Community Medicine. A Missouri branch of the NAACP is backing legislation to change how colleges and universities handle sexual assault and harassment complaints. St. Louis County NAACP President John Gaskin III, in a statement today, said black men are disproportionately impacted by, quote, denial of due process. He says the bill would, quote, protect students on every college campus. Supporters say the goal of the legislation is to make procedures for handling Title IX complaints more fair for the accused. Title IX is a federal law that bans sex-based discrimination in education. A House proposal would guarantee those involved in complaints the right to an attorney and the right to cross-examine witnesses, among other things. Universities and victims' rights advocates have criticized the legislation, saying it could dissuade victims from coming forward. I'm Anna Sirianni, KBIA News, Columbia.